This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Syria's military says it has entered the key Kurdish-held town of Manbij and an apparent deal with the Kurds, who are looking for new allies and protection against a threatened Turkish offensive. Turkey and American troops patrolling the town denied there are any changes of forces in the contested area, contradicting the Syrians and highlighting the potential for chaos in the wake of last week's surprise pronouncement by the United States that it was withdrawing its troops from Syria. The U.S. government's partial shutdown continues, as we hear now from AP Sagar Magani.
The White House says it expects the shutdown to last a while and is squarely blaming Democrats.
Chuck Schumer says we're very far apart. The reason for that is they've left the table altogether, so of course we're far apart.
Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders on CBS This Morning, not long before incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney said Democrats told him last night they're done negotiating over the border wall money the president's demanding.
The discussions have broken down. We do expect this to go on for a while.
The president raised the stakes this morning, reissuing an old threat to close the southern border if he doesn't get money for the wall. The shutdown's nearly a week old, affecting about 800,000 federal workers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An autopsy has revealed that an 8-year-old Guatemalan boy had flu when he died while in Customs and Border Protection custody in the southwestern U.S. state of New Mexico. Felipe Alonso, who died on Christmas Eve, is the second Guatemalan child to die this month while in U.S. custody. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen.
You have my commitment to ensure that all of our detention centers take good care of those in our care.
Nielsen is visiting the U.S. border with Mexico. This is VOA News. A Spanish aid boat carrying more than 300 migrants rescued at sea has arrived in Spain, ending a week-long journey across the western Mediterranean. That story now from AP's Zaria Shackley.
The boat, operated by the non-profit group Proactiva Open Arms, docked at the Spanish port of Algeciras. The boat rescued the migrants in waters near Libya last week, but had to travel to Spain after Malta denied it permission to dock, and Italy and other countries refused to help. In June, Spain opened its ports to another aid ship belonging to SOS Mediterranean Sea and Doctors Without Borders, carrying over 600 rescued migrants after Italy and Malta refused to let it dock. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Sudanese security forces fired tear gas at protesters in Khartoum as demonstrations continue against a rise in bread prices and the call for the government to step down. Authorities have closed schools, declared curfews and states of emergency in several regions since the protests began nearly 2 weeks ago. Over the past year, millions of children in conflict zones around the world have faced life-threatening situations and have been subjected to gross human rights violations. The UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, urges world leaders to do more to protect children in crisis and hold perpetrators accountable. Lisa Schlein reports now from the UN in Geneva.
Violence and insecurity have forced more than 28 million children from their homes in 2018. President and CEO of UNICEF USA, Carol Stern, tells VOA, food insecurity has caused the rate of severe acute malnutrition to rise, with one in four children around the world being malnourished.
In, for example, the Central African Republic, there's been such a dramatic resurgence in the fighting there, and most of the country is part of it now. So two out of three kids are in need of humanitarian assistance.
Stern says children are not migrants. They are not refugees. She says there is nothing political about saving the life of a child. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Authorities in Brazil say they're making massive security preparations for the inauguration of President-elect Jair Bolsonaro on January the 1st. Two of Brazil's largest left-leaning opposition parties, the Workers' Party and the Socialism and Liberty Party, say they will boycott the inauguration. Bolsonaro, a far-right politician and former army officer, won 55% of the vote in the October 28th presidential runoff. He won on a platform to crack down on crime and corruption in the country. This is VOA News.